To pull U.S. troops out of Syria has reignited after four Americans died in a suicide attack. Two U.S. service members, a defense contractor, and a Defense Department civilian were killed. ISIS claimed responsibility. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military says the troops were on a routine patrol in Manbij when a bomb went off nearby. The attack comes weeks after President Trump caught aides and allies off guard by announcing the U.S. will pull out of Syria. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for the attack, and while that could not be independently verified, it calls into question the president's claim that the militants have been defeated in Syria, something Vice President Mike Pence repeated shortly after the bombing.
The caliphate has crumbled.
Pence defended the move to pull out, though critics say it's premature. Sagar Magani at the White House.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says a high-ranking North Korean official arrived in Beijing Thursday en route to Washington to lay the groundwork for a second summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Kim Yong-chol will hold talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday and says he will deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump during his visit. Expectations are growing. The two leaders will soon hold a follow-up meeting to their historic meeting last June in Singapore, the first between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader. Kim Jong-un traveled to Beijing last week for talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, raising speculation that Kim was coordinating with China ahead of a possible second summit with Trump. China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will travel to the U.S. later this month for the second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the global economic giants. Commerce Ministry spokesperson Zhao Feng told reporters in Beijing Thursday Liu was invited by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is calling for expanding defense technologies in space to better protect the U.S. A new strategy being unveiled.